physics building.
Uh-huh.
We were in the original physics. There was two rooms plus some small rooms where the life sciences, the original life science buildings, were this end of it. You know, when you go down the quad, you go in and you go down some steps to this side of the building. That was downstairs was physics,
uh-huh,
and biology. Upstairs was chemistry and geography. And downstairs, a little alcove, was biology and astronomy. That was the science wing, if you want to call it that. And that was what we had. Then they built a chemistry wing, a little chemistry wing down beyond biology. But physics was pretty crowded. And then the war came. And to my credit, I have to admit, I talked to Oscar Baird about this. We decided what we would like to see in the physics expansion. There was going to be expansion with the GI Bill coming. There was going to be money faster than they had plans. They wanted to start right away. So I talked to Oscar Baird and I said, let's sit down and design what we want. So we told him how many labs we wanted, how many offices we wanted, what we wanted in the labs. We wanted this big storeroom, a basement where we could store the stuff and things which we needed, mm-hmm, big battery room and this and that. A lecture hall. But I said, you know, we'd be very wise if we took a department with us. So I talked to Cliff Smith, who was an astronomy professor of astronomy at the time. He came after I did. But he was a professor of astronomy. And I said, Cliff, you know, here's a golden opportunity. He says, you've got just one room. I haven't talked about Professor Skilling, mm-hmm, 35 years on the faculty here in the early days. But he took Professor Skilling's place in 31, or 35. He became a very close friend of mine, he and his wife, and my family, my first wife. And we, in fact, they lived next to us when they moved in next to us in Soria for a while. Well, to make a long story short on this again, why I said, Cliff, you know, we're thinking about expanding and we're being ready to expand in physics. I said, let's see what to do about this. I says, you know, we ought to go into another department, and then it'd be where they had a lot of students. And astronomy had a lot of students, teacher training particularly. And we had a lot of students coming in. So we made it out. That's where the three domes originated.
Uh-huh.
I'll never forget the night that we talked. And he came over to my house. We laid out, not necessarily the way the building was to be laid out, but essentially like that. Buildings were all about alike at the time. Cracker boxes. I says, why don't you put in a real laboratory? Not just a lecture hall, but a laboratory. Why don't you put in a planetarium and put in a dome up above? Put it on the roof. Build a roof. And I says, if we have these plans and what we want, a whole outline in each room and everything, and they say, what do you want? Well, we'll pour it out of the bottom of the desk. And we did that. But when doing it, Cliff and I, Cliff said, well, you know, it'd be nice to have two telescopes. The college had two telescopes. They wanted to buy one, and they did buy,
uh-huh,
or the third one, the big one in the middle. They had two telescopes. I said, well, let's ask for two. Well, he says, we ought to have two telescopes. I says, what the hell? Let's ask for three. I says, let's ask for a telescope. They bought. They put it as part of the building.
All right.
And they did a beautiful job on that building. That's the first building. It's called Physics Astronomy.
Uh-huh.
Beyond that was the training school where they built before they tore it down.
Yeah.
So they built that building. They put this little curve around it where you walk around because they had to have access to it. It was pretty cramped, and we weren't very happy with it, but they wanted to put it there. And we took it. We wouldn't kick about it.
Yeah.
Chemistry got left in the lurch. They weren't ready. Mathematics got left in the lurch. And so chemistry's first building, or their first wing, chemistry, geology, were several years before they were able to move.
Ooh.
They were only able to move by a little pressure because biology wanted, biology took over what we had.
Who you were before. And
before.
Yeah.
And they wanted to move, and they started to go downhill. They wanted the chemistry building stuff and geology, the second floor. So chemistry and geology built, and then mathematics, of course, built. Finally, they combined that with computer work when that just time came. But that's how the first building got built. And then physics grew. We didn't have an engineering degree. We had a physics degree, master's degrees as well at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And bachelor's degrees. Pretty strong ones. And strong electronics. The bill was strong. And the GI Bill just blossomed into it. So we had, at one time, we had 25 instructors in physics.
Wow.
When I was at our A and our RE day. I guess they got about 14 over there now, 12 maybe. Just blossomed. So we sat down, and Oscar Baird and I, he was just about ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down, it was about 1950, and I was just getting called back into the Korean thing, but we sat down and figured out what we wanted with a couple of staff members that we brought in, Jack Smith, Ellie Smith, some others, what we wanted. And the present physics building, they've bastardized it for with other things up there now, but it was all physics.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was physics and astronomy. It was a good setup. It wasn't very good looking buildings. They were cracker boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But they, along with the administration building, I can tell you a story about the administration building. They had we used to have open house on May 1st.
Yeah, May Day, yeah.
May Day. And we all put on a big show. They had just built the business, the administration building, which was right up against the physics building. Hardly room for a car to go through. And it was nothing but a cracker box. And they were going to dedicate it that day. And they were getting ready to dedicate it. The night before, I don't know who did it. Well, I think I know. I'm just saying here and there. In the dead of night, they had painted on the back side of it, baked by Nabisco. They dedicated it. Now, that's how we got the two physics buildings. We were ready. And in the bottom of the desk.
You know, as weird as I noticed in researching that in the catalogs, looking at the physics department, 1947, there's a definite change in the physics department there.
1947.
Yeah, and I was attributed to the explosion of the atomic bomb. All of a sudden, we have a big explosion of people who are going to, you know, that.
Well, we didn't have engineering. That was one of the things that was laggard, and that was because of the University of California, Berkeley.
Yes.
They didn't have engineering at UCLA until they started it in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't get any more than 2 years legally. And they had what they called accreditation. And they couldn't get accredited if you didn't get a degree. And the only accreditation that was permitted, talking about public again, was in Berkeley. They were strong enough, and they were the university. Stanford, of course, was accredited. Santa Clara had accreditation with a small school. USC was just starting with accreditation. That was all. UCLA came down and formed a general education under Dean Belter. And they got accredited in that. They never got accredited in civil or electrical or mechanical.
Uh-huh.
They never wanted to. They did it in general engineering. So they became different. That's what I kept pushing to do here, but they didn't seem to push it. But we were able to push physics. They didn't have any control over physics.
Yeah.
And we had master's degrees. So we were able to blossom in the electronics boom. At one time, I may be mistaken, but in the heyday, and I would say the heyday was About the time I went into the Korean mess, about 50 to 51, when we built the new building, about that time, maybe 52, I was away maybe. But we brought in instructors. We brought in several instructors who were in electronics. And at one time, we had over, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere over 150 majors.
Wow.
We would graduate on the 11th of diplomas at the end of the year, sit on the diploma list, we might graduate 40 in physics with bachelor's and master's degrees.
Wow.
And then when engineering finally became stabilized and was able to give degrees and became a school, and the glamour of physics kind of waned and I left. So there was a different interest in the thing.
Yeah.
And there's a consequence where I became more traditional quantum physics and theoretical physics. And I don't know how big it is now. Well, I was over there today. I looked at the roster. I doubt this morning. Well, it's a very credible size. It'd be the size of any institution that doesn't give a doctoral degree. And it's a very credible department, but they're having struggle. They told me that the enrollment's going down. It's not like the heyday, they said. So that's the story of physics here. I left in 73 when I took those masters out. After that, I don't know how many advanced degrees they give anymore. But I haven't been up here for 14 years till today, so it's not too hard to get up here. Didn't have transportation to begin with. I couldn't park when I could drive, and it's only within the last few years that the number 11 bus comes up here now instead of going up to Marlboro.
Yeah.